The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 28th of October, Halloween this week. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here at 530-605-4567. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Christina. Good morning, Christina. You know, when she walks in, Buford, who is laying there, he sees Christina, rolls immediately onto his back and starts that twisting thing he does. She's in there playing like high fives with his feet.
Yes, they're buddies.
They are.
Yeah. I love him.
We bring him into the station and this is his pack, you know. He's got, and by the way, we do want to make an announcement that we are going to, should we talk about this? I mean, I'm just going to announce it. We're going to reconfigure our chat pack. So for those of you who are loyal listeners and come in the morning, we're doing some back work in the back office regarding, our website. With the chat pack. And that being, as you can see, we are going to have to make it harder to get in because we have trolls that come in and make it really uncomfortable for our producers and other people who are just tuning in and want to go on to the chat pack and maybe ask a really important, intelligent question, and
like
then they have to read somebody's rhetoric or some.
Oh, no, it's not rhetoric. Who are, it's just obscenities and profanity.
Yeah.
And we're pretty
Nobody
sure
should
we
have
know
to deal
who
with
it
that.
Is. No, so we're going to find a way. So if you're going to come in, it may be a little bit difficult to come in, but once you're
We're going to musk it. We're going to go to Elon.
No,
and we're going to say, Elon, we're going to have you backtrack and find out who these people are, and there will be a knock on your door.
then what happens?
I just
we knock on their door. What?
Then
we
no nobody
what,
will be there.
We send Guido over.
No, nobody will be there, and then they have to think what's that about? that's
Linda.
It's not a scare tactic.
It sure was.
Don't screw with us.
Somebody's going to knock on your door.
Yep.
No. I was for the exploding.
And that can mean a lot of things.
For the exploding computer.
No, I mean I'm literally not. Someone's going to knock on your door. But see, you can take what we're approaching. Politics. We're approaching the final countdown, and you can say a sentence. And at this point, it's vitriolic in many ways. So you can say a sentence, and somebody may contrive it to be exactly something that you didn't say. So when I say knock on your door, that can mean a lot of things, like that song.
Not literally.
Three times on the ceiling if you want me.
But they meant that. They meant
Maybe
that.
Not.
No, of course they did. Going back to the question, though.
I digress.
It'll be a little more difficult to get in, but once you get in, you're in then. And,
right, so we're working on that right now.
What we're doing is keeping people out there just posting obscenities on there because they're sick.
Yeah, so when you get online and you come onto our...
They live in a basement.
Yeah, when you come onto our website, that's going to be not functional for a while. So we're just making that announcement on this Monday morning, and we're going to be working on the backside of that. So be patient. It's going to be a while.
With our web designer. Okay. Yeah, enough of it.
Right.
All right. Well, what kind of national day is it, Christina?
Okay, so today...
Yes.
Is... National Chocolate Day. What is my favorite day? Always.
National what?
Chocolate Day.
Ooh. Chocolate Day.
When did you, Christina, who is a chocolatier? Christina makes the most amazing. Last year we had you make boxes that we delivered to some of our wonderful loyal clients, and you make your chocolates unlike anybody else. So when did you get the bug to become creative with your chocolates?
To be honest, after I lost my gallbladder last year, I used to always do desserts and different stuff, but I was afraid to eat groceries products because I was not aware what's inside, so I decided to do them by myself.
Okay.
And then I realized without sugar and different, like, elements, I can do really interesting and good products.
Oh, I like that. So it was a health reason.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got...
And also I realized that I miss some European style. I want to introduce Reading to my culture as well.
Yeah, and it is definitely different, and it's beautiful. And people were like, wow, it's like they're little art pieces. You know, you hate to eat them because they're like art.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your warm words.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we think the world of you. All right, let's go into the weather. It's going to be around, my goodness, 63 today in showers. It's kind of chilly. I actually pulled out my boots and my suede jacket. That's the difference. Overnight lows tonight of 44. As we progress through the week, it's just we're going to have a sunny day tomorrow, but low 60s throughout the week. Chance of showers on Wednesday, and it looks like we're just going to have showers throughout the week. I guess you'll have to dash when it comes to for those who are trick-or-treating. But, you know, it's not going to be terribly cold. It'll still be wonderful. No, we're going to be making announcements of other places that you can go that are indoors as well. Carl, I don't think we're going to carve a pumpkin this year, but we have pumpkins out in front. And I think we're going to party hop this year. We haven't done that in a long time on Halloween.
I'm working on my costume right now. It's not going to be extravagant. It may just be a mask.
And the weather is brought to you.
I may go.
Yeah, that's cool. And the weather is brought
Michael
to you.
Michael Myers.
It is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's owned in Anderson by the same family for generations, the Kinney family, where they strive to give you the best service and support our community through giving senior and veteran discounts always. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Now, we've got a couple minutes, but I did want to share that yesterday we joined some friends. We love to, you know, try something new. So I've been up to Bridge Bay. Neither one of us have been up to Bridge Bay. We've been up for dinner, but we haven't been up in the daytime. And our friends asked if we would join them up at Bridge Bay for Sunday brunch. And let me tell you, I'm a snob when it comes to buffets. I don't like buffets in general. Every now and then, you know, I get surprised by, wow, it's fresh, it's good. But this breakfast buffet up there is worth mentioning. I think it's $25 a person, all you can eat. They'll make an omelet. They'll make you eggs benedict. And then they had interesting things. They don't have biscuits and gravy. They had some deep-fried interesting, but I'm going to talk about deep-fried. That sounds ick, but it was like a French toast filled with cream cheese. They had waffles, bacon. What did you have?
I had a omelet. I had... I was really being creative. So I had an omelet. I had bacon and sausage and potatoes and fruit.
All right. So you're pretty basic, but the fruit was flawless and they had bagels. It was beautiful. I'm just telling you that
Eggs Benedict. No, but everybody else was.
Yeah, they make it for you so it's fresh. One at a time, and there's a chef back there making that for you. But I'm, you know, and you have a beautiful view, and you're sitting out overlooking, you know, Bridge Bay. You're looking over Lake Shasta, and I want to do a shout out because I was thoroughly impressed with the food, how fresh it was, how creative it was, good, and what a wonderful way to make reservations. I think I don't know if you can make reservations. I think anybody was at the front desk, but we got there at 10. By the time we left, the place was packed.
Yep. So, these are things that are going on. The inaugural Honoring Our Heroes golf tournament. All proceeds go to benefit the Reading Veterans Home. It's going to be a four-person scramble, $125 per player, $500 per team. Limited to the first 100 players, includes golf cart, range balls, and food. Plus, they have special contests. It's going to be November 1st. Which will be Friday, shotgun start at the Gold Hills Golf Club. To register, contact Jeff out there at Gold Hills at 530-246-7867. Let me see what else is going on. Oh, that's about it, except this is probably the last day you can buy tickets to the Marine Corps Ball, which is going to occur November 10th. Now, that's a Sunday, but then November 11th is Veterans Day, and that day is usually a holiday everywhere. So if you want to, just go to Eventbrite Reading on November 10th, and you'll see it right there. And you can buy your tickets. You can pick your place where you want to sit. You can buy a table, or you can just buy seats. The dress is kind of like business dress, coats and ties, and what do women wear for that? We see everything from tuxedos there
to
gowns. It's okay, cocktail attire. So women can wear a gown, or they can wear just what is cocktail
after five?
Attire?
Well, after five,
what does that mean? It means nothing to me.
Well, you don't wear jeans. I mean, your cocktail attire you would wear to a wedding.
Or
you
Hawaiian
have to think
shirts.
About it. It's
Hawaiian
formal.
Shirts. Don't wear Hawaiian shirts.
No, it's formal. It's formal in the sense that you guys are in uniforms, you're in with your medals.
But it's not tuxedo. It's just coat and tie.
Well, some men wear tuxedos, so
I said that, but I did say that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying is some people don't have tuxedos. We don't want them coming.
That's right.
Thinking they have to go out and rent a tuxedo. Yes. Coat and tie.
There you go.
But what do women wear?
I just got through saying, okay, women would wear, if you were going to a wedding...
Yes.
What do you wear? You're not wearing jeans. You're dressing. You're in a dress.
Okay.
Okay.
About pantsuits?
I don't know. Maybe a woman would like to wear a tuxedo suit. This is possible that you could do that. Okay. Shall we take a break?
Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
My heart.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up. Cuckoo Moth. Yeah, I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. I'm looking for something that is nice to eat.
Hi, this is Mike Latah, and I am running for Reading City Council. Each year, my family passes out over 2,000 flags in our neighborhood to support military. As an Army veteran, I take our city's dedication to honoring our veterans seriously. No soldier should suffer after returning home from serving our country. As your city councilman, I commit to making sure our veterans are housed and have the health services they need to thrive. They fought for us, and we will fight for them. Vote Mike Latah for Reading City Council and support our troops.
Ad paid for by Latah for City Council.
I'm Dolores Lucero, speaking hard truth about our upcoming election. I am running for Shasta County Office of Education, School Board, because enough is enough. Wake up, Shasta County. Special interest groups don't always know what's best for us. Don't let anyone tell you how to vote. That's your constitutional right and yours alone. I am taking a bold stand against corruption in our local California government code 1090. Exists to prevent officials from profiting off of their position. Here we are watching the same faces rotate through the offices in Richmond themselves while our community is suffering. We need to break the cycle. These endorsement groups and career politicians want you to fall in line, but I am calling for you to think for yourself. Question everything. If I elect, I pledge to ensure fair representation, protect the constitutional rights equally, and be your eyes and ears and your voice in government. I will uphold the Constitution and protect our citizens' rights. Let's take back Shasta County. Vote November 5th, 2024. Paid by Dolores Lucero.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Redding. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Redding that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Redding we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Redding, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for supervisor of District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and own 3 successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple-Weeble House, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you, and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Monday, right here on the 28th of October, 7:22 in the morning with Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. Today we're not going to have our usual community calendar because Anne-Marie is not around today. So we're going to, I miss that.
She's all bubbly.
Oh, she's all effervescent and everything. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank. It is a local bank, a local board of directors. Matt Mosley is the president, but raised here in town. They have 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town at 1845 California Street, and over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, the main branch, 192 Hartnell Avenue, and 1 down in Anderson on Ventura Lane. Sponsor for so many local organizations and events. We do business. We have our money in Cornerstone Community Bank, and real happy with the way we're treated there. I kind of think of them as the Cheers of banks. Cornerstone. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. What's going on in Shasta County and Redding? We had our 8th homicide of the year over the weekend. It was a Halloween party, and it appears that there was drinking going on. And an 18-year-old was killed in a shooting, it appears. And 5 others were sent to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Happened out in Bella Vista at the Highway 299. Said there had been a large Halloween party and underage drinking, according to the sheriff's office. And they found the 18-year-old dead and the 5 other adults who eventually received medical attention. Deputies arrested three people on suspicion of resisting or obstructing a peace officer. They also identified a shooting suspect and interviewed that person. A suspect at the interview, they didn't arrest yet. So that's kind of not. They believe he's the one who did the shooting, but they're not arresting him because there's probably other circumstances around this. But who knows? That was Sunday. They made that announcement Sunday afternoon. Underage drinking and all of these things. Many people at the party left, as you can imagine, before the police got there. For anybody with information that was there that wants to assist, to give the Major Crimes Unit a call at 530-245-6135. You know, that's the eighth one this year, and that is, I mean,
that's a lot for here.
Yeah, we got to be reaching kind of record here.
Are there people? Do these people live here? Are they visiting? Are they residents? That's the question. You know, I want to say that as I was going on to see, you know, what's happening in the North State with, you know, Reading news. Yeah. Here's what the list comes up. People search for, this is in Google. And the, let me see if I can find out the most asked questions. Let me see if I can find this. I think I lost it. Oh, people ask, who is the most, this is in order, who is the most famous person from Reading, California?
Besides you.
Why is Reading famous? Third question, what percentage of Reading is white? And the fourth question is, what is the homeless population in Reading, California?
What percentage of Reading is white?
These are the four questions people ask when searching in Reading.
Okay.
Now, I will say that, you know, my parents live in Granite Bay.
Shasta Dam.
My parents.
We're famous.
Okay.
We're famous, I think. Oh, Christina's got something. What?
I have to agree with Linda completely because as I'm a person who was looking for cities where to move in Reading in America, I was looking at stuff like this about the color. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
About the crime,
right?
And other stuff. So Reading is one of the safest places in California.
It is a safe place, but we're running through this rash of homicides. It doesn't happen every year. You know, some years we have two, and they catch the people right away. It's not like it's a shoot. You know, somebody's getting shot, and you never find out who
right.
did it.
Well, two people. My parents live in Granite Bay. In Granite Bay, for anybody, you know, Loomis, Granite Bay, that area.
Nice area
very upscale. Two people murdered in their homes.
Christina.
So, unfortunately, I know the friends from the previous shooting, who's the young kids die, that we was having from the Jacks from the previous week, 2 weeks ago that happened.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know those people, and as I see, this is what's happening, and I work in the media news, is all the time 18, 19 years old.
Yeah,
boys.
They're all young. They're all young.
No, and, but it's not
and
even
the one,
20.
Yeah, and that one guy who had already been arrested once for shooting into a car at another drive-thru was involved in that one at the pizza place. And you know the police are out there, but see, the police can't be everywhere. But when you're looking at it, it is young people. It is
and
young people.
Even I hang out a lot in the bars. I never received. Well, I mean,
she
I
didn't mean it like
yeah.
that.
No, bars. Right. I mean, like I yeah. try to go be social. I'm trying.
Yeah,
to find
you're young
friends.
And you want to go out. Yeah, you hit. You know,
I never heard like that people was proposing any like drugs and stuff. But I heard about guns. This is really dangerous, and I feel like even around the young generation, they really. Properly to have a gun here in Reading.
Yeah, gangster. Okay, so why is Reading famous? Reading has been named top 10 fishing town in North America by Forbes magazine. Reading has been named the unofficial capital of kayaking by Time magazine. The San Francisco Chronicle hails Reading as the gem of the U.S. trail system, and Reading is known as the trails capital of California.
Well, it is, and when you're looking at, we've got one of the best fisheries in the United States right here in the Sac, running right through downtown. You've got Shasta Dam, and when you think about it, that it was built from, Reading played a big part in the construction of the dam the trail system. There's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles of trails throughout this area. Okay. The amount of homeless.
I can.
Yeah, you know what? But see, homeless. Everybody's almost. I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of places have homeless. But they're looking at that. You've got, you know, 10,000 homeless on the streets. You might want to rethink it. But of course, we don't have that. All right, 7:30, and we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, some businesses. I want to talk business stuff. Businesses are moving. Businesses are being sold. And we have a new business across the street we didn't even know about until I read about it in Dave Bender's piece in the paper. And I'm going to run outside during the break and run down there and look just to make sure. Okay. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Four Winds Jewelry is where we shop for jewels.
And they're going to be celebrating another anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. They must be up in the 32,
yeah,
33.
Yeah, I think they are. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full service for, you know, like watches,
watch repair,
something from scratch.
Cutter, yeah. Stone cutter.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. But they also have this huge sale in December. So I'm just telling you that now. But it doesn't mean you can't go down there and peruse and fabulous selections they have down there at very fair prices. They're really good people. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for State Assembly and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for State Assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when we needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gained knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:37 in the morning. It's about 46 degrees out there, and it is a little chilly when I walk down the street. See,
absolutely,
because our breaks are so much longer due to politicals. I just have time to walk down the street and check out information that I just read and found out that it was true.
You know what we're going to do today, speaking of walking in a brisk walk, we're going to go down and we're voting early. And we just cannot say loud and clear, vote early. We usually, it's been religion for us basically to vote the day of and wear the little tag.
Got it.
No, we're going down today.
You can still get the tag.
Yeah, but we're gonna we're not waiting till the day of. We're doing it today. So encourage everybody to vote early. So there's none of this. We got to wait for 5 days to find out how it's going.
You're still gonna have to wait, but it'll be quicker. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry. I'll have to disagree on the voting early. When you vote early and then they process your ballot and tabulate it, they do not publicly release the information, but that information is still accessible by government and nefarious people, and then that information is used to ballot harvest. So, sorry, I'll have to disagree there.
Well, you can, but I'm just going by what Mr. Trump says and Mr. Vance says, and all these people saying vote early. You know, LaMalfa, everybody's saying vote early. Don't get us stuck like we did last time.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right.
Didn't turn out good.
Okay, but they do not have the intimate knowledge of the voter fraud, and they are being lied to. Anyway, so next thing, the white population in Shasta County. 30 years ago, 30, 3 years ago, it was about 92% on the census. 2 years ago, I checked, it's down to about 82% or so, just for people to know that.
Okay.
The shootings that are happening, Carl, I really hope next time you have the DA on, I really hope you ask her a very tough question. The gentleman, why am I calling him a gentleman? He's a thug and a crook, and a criminal. The shooting at Westwood Village Roundtable Pizza. Same kid 6 months prior did the shooting in the Jack in the Box. Why did the DA not prosecute him? He should have been in prison.
That is going to be a question.
That is
a good question.
The DA has blood on her hands.
Well, I don't know about
she
that.
She should have prosecuted him 6 months prior.
The question is why wasn't, you know, he shot into a truck on purpose. They caught him. Why wasn't he in jail?
If he was not shooting in self-defense,
yeah.
He should have been
prosecuted. Why wasn't he in jail? No, that's a good question. We've said that before on the show.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, right? So here's the deal. The city of Reading still has not passed a resolution to protect the citizens against Senate Bill 2 in order to be able to carry their concealed weapons on city property. That has still not happened. Vanessa Audette failed to do that. I hope when we get a new city council seated in January, I hope that gets resubmitted to the city council. The Civic Auditorium now has metal detectors when you go in for an event. And only once in a while they'll have an actual police officer at that same event. So I'm just saying, are we waiting for a mass shooting to happen on city property now before we do something about this? That's my question.
Well, you know how I feel about if you're licensed to carry a concealed firearm, you should be able to carry it. And to go into places that have no security and no way out, one way in, one way out, or any of these places, we have been fortunate up here in Shasta County not to have anything like that. So,
remember, the government has no legal duty to protect individuals.
No.
They only have a general duty to provide law enforcement. So when you go to the place like the Civic now, and sometimes they do not have armed security there. They do have unarmed security. I've seen them. And they do not always have armed law enforcement there. So, and you don't think somebody, remember, Carl, criminals don't follow the law. So to think that a criminal now, the criminals know that the city of Reading properties are gun-free zones, Carl. Come on.
You're bringing coals to Newcastle here. You know, I think
I appreciate the time today, and I have to get back to work. Thank you
all right.
so much.
Bye. So, one of the sites that I'm looking at, we were talking about, you know, Reading, and this one I'm kind of going on. It's called getthatright.com. Here's some Reading facts according to what this website is publishing. Population 91,000, median age 38, average household income 63,000. Average house price, $253,000. I think this might be different now.
This is a little bit old.
White population, 84%. Black, 1.5. Asian, 4. Hawaiian, 0.2. Hispanic, 9.2. So, it is the biggest city north of Sacramento and is situated in the Siskiyou Trail, which is an ancient travel route that connects the Central Valley of California to the Pacific Northwest. It does say about 2,000 years ago, the Wintu tribe of Native Americans occupied Reading. The town was named after Benjamin B. Reading and was incorporated in 1886 with 600 people.
Dolores is on the line. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning, Carl. I was hearing Richard, what he was saying about, you know, that I guess he's upset that the city of Reading has not passed the policy or ordinance for people to carry. Where I see a problem is it will be for the sheriff. If this continues for them to continue to ask the cities or, you know, for city council to pass this ordinance, it's going to make, you know, the sheriff's job very difficult for him to enforce the law, because eventually he's not going to be able to ask people, hey, are you carrying a gun? Because that means he'll be profiling people. You know, you can't be passing something, then you can't even ask them if they're carrying a concealed weapon. And, you know, so I think it's a really, you know, a hard decision to, you know, to kind of just make. You really have to think about the, you know, both sides on this.
Well, the thing is it an insurance thing, or is it the fact that, oh, we just don't want people to be carrying, you know, weapons into the Civic? But it's not just the Civic. It's also, it's gotten into the Cascade,
yes.
Theater. You can't even carry, like, pepper spray. It's not guns or knives. It's pepper spray. It's anything like that. So what they've essentially done at the Cascade and the Civic is disarm people. From the time they leave their car to the time they get there, they're not providing armed security, at least at the Cascade. And so what you're having to depend on is one person, maybe two, there at the Cascade to keep you safe. We went through this before at the Cascade several years ago, and they said, you know, it's right. If you've got a concealed carry permit, you should be able to carry a firearm in. You've been trained. That's what they wanted then. The new management is saying, nope, you can't, not even pepper spray. So, you know, so a lot of times, you know, women go down there and they have to park several blocks away, come down, go to the entertainment and turn around and walk back with
right.
nothing to protect themselves. And the, as we know, the police can't be everywhere. But for some reason, they seem to think that if they disarm the people who are law-abiding, that it's going to make the place safer. My question is, how many incidents has a Cascade Theater had in the last 5 years that, you know, that were violent, that people pulled knives on each other or sprayed each other? There's where you have to ask your question is, has there been violence in the Cascade?
Right.
You know, wouldn't that be something then they had to beef up your security? At the Civic, I understand a lot of these acts come in and say, no, you've got to do this. This is part of our contract. Okay, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it at the Cascade. I don't understand it when I see other places. Other places, though, aren't wanting you to make sure that you don't have something. Cascade does. I have a lot of problems with that. I've reached out to them. They have not called me back. So I feel like I can talk about it. But
right,
we got to run.
But not all criminals, you know, are breaking the law. Also, people who are not criminals are breaking the law.
Yeah. Well, what they've done then is they want you. Then you'll be breaking the law if you carry a firearm onto city grounds, onto a park. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
we got to run. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a guy by the name of Jeff Wurst. Jeff's been doing this for, 30 years. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, and he does a great job, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances on your safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. Now, if you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle, and that's a car, truck, SUV, RV, down to 3208 South Market Street. Let Jeff look at it. Free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Give him a call, 530-241-8373. For an appointment, locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about businesses.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Gam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the 2-year Redding City Council seat. Redding isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us.
When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Reznor, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latoff for City Council.
Now at the Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. On exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition. Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Pushing Fire Radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 28th of October, and it's about, oh my gosh, it's like 50 degrees. That can't be right. 50 degrees, is that right? 7:53 in the morning. Okay, let's talk business. Woody's, a well-known, happy place to go to, has sold it. He's been trying to sell it for a while. It's not a secret, but he has sold Woody's to some family friends, people they knew, And they have, they're getting ready to take it over. They're not going to change anything right away because everybody likes Woody's. But they're going to slowly change it into putting their own fingerprints all over it. And what's Woody going to do, Scott? We'll order Zick. Is that Zick? I'm sorry, Scotty. I can't ever pronounce your name. Kick him back a little bit more and enjoying the rest of his life. What's that like? He's probably only in his 50s. You're too young to do that. No, get back out there. Do something else. Okay, what else has happened? A charcuterie business is coming into Tehama Street. It joins Nano. It has been getting some on Tehama.
Pick up your charcuterie.
Nano VR Escape. That's that, you know, for people with disabilities through virtual reality. And they've been on the show. It really sounds cool. And now it's going to be Cask and Cleaver Charcuterie Company.
Okay.
And it's going to be a cut-to-order cheese shop where customers can pick up charcuterie boards, tasting boxes, and lunch boxes. Imported and domestic cheeses are sold.
Oh, we walked downtown today because as soon as we leave the station, we're going to go down and vote. We're going to cast our vote early. Yeah. And we'll be walking downtown, so we'll get to see some of these places that we, you know, I mean, if we do the first Friday... On the first Friday of every month, they open everything downtown, and you get to see, like, who's open, what's happening. And so we'll make that stroll today, and we'll get to see what's going on. Now, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we do have the Reading Rancheria on. We attended an incredible event on the 22nd of October that was called State of the Tribe, and that was fantastic. So we're going to be talking about that and other
things. I have one more business.
Yes, please. Is that the one that just opened?
Kiss Me Novelties and Lingerie has moved into the former philanthropist flower shop, which used to be Crown Camera.
Right.
This is an adult boutique. It used to be out on Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an adult themed. It sells adult themed products. And I went in there one day, and it is adult themed. Not here. I didn't even know it was here.
Right.
Here it opened up across the street.
I know.
Literally.
It's really interesting.
I missed it.
I mean, I guess the thing is that a business is a business, whether it's, you know, tattoo, which we, you know, or food.
We got tattoo
shops. This is a novelty store, and it's very interesting because it's adult. So my question is.
No kids can go in there.
Are they going to.
No, I don't think kids can go in
there. Say you have to be. 18 and older.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there'll be items in there that are adult. This is going to be an interesting fine line.
It's a very adult themed. So what you have is, I wonder if they sell, I wonder what they do sell. I don't know. Anyway,
Let your mind wander.
The owner, Stephanie, grew up in Las Vegas in her time there, inspired her to open up Kiss Me Novelties in Reading.
Right,
well,
of course.
Let me put it this way. It's been open since I've lived here, so that's got to be 17, 18 years. And obviously it's making enough money, and then they moved downtown, right in the middle of all this new people coming downtown, and now we have our own adult novelty store across the street next to the old La Cabana. Now, here's the big thing. The store also offers, are you ready? Pole dancing classes.
Oh, really?
Pole dancing.
I thought you were teasing.
No, it offers pole dancing. Now, pole dancing is not what you think, you know, in the strip clubs and all that. A lot of people, they have competitions. People are dressed, you know, when they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's exercise and all that. But you can get a pole dancing class. I love the reels where somebody's really rocking on their pole and it falls over because they don't have it put up right. Three girls tried to get on one pole and I watched it go through a window.
You know, when we have watched reels of the international competition.
Oh yeah.
And
I mean, it's amazing. How do you go to the top of a pole and your hands are
muscles?
I mean, it must be the friction on the thighs that just stop them, like,
I don't know.
Before they hit the ground.
I don't know. It's
very athletic. Yep.
I wonder if that's going to be a new
Olympic sport.
Yeah, exactly. I was
pole dancing in the Olympics.
If they could do break dancing, why not? Yeah.
I won a gold medal in pole dancing. And by the way, you can see me at the Panda Shack in Las Vegas.
the Panda Shack.
The Panda Shack.
I have so many things I want to say, but I can't.
You've never
just
been to the Panda Shack in Las
no,
Vegas?
No, I haven't been to the Panda Shack in Las Vegas, but we can go, you know, think about what's going to be happening here in the downtown.
We have our own adult novelty store downtown across the street. You know what? I wonder if they
serve First Friday. Bedroom. I wonder if they're going to open up for First Friday, but they offer.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? Hey, we're going to take a break from the news. I know. I'm having way too much fun with this. And when we come back, we're being joined by Reading Rancheria. So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Appealing to the highest court in the land, the state of Virginia, asking the U.S. Supreme Court to allow the state to remove roughly 1,600 non-citizens from its voter rolls. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin ordered the purge of the rolls, but later a federal appeals court said he can't do that, ordering the registrations restored. In his rally at Madison Square Garden in New York, former President Trump borrowing a page from the Reagan campaign playbook.
I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
Guest speakers ranged from Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance to former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan.
This is Donald Trump's house, brother!
Members of Congress also showed up, including Representative Byron Donalds of Florida.
We're going to have common sense in America again under Donald Trump. We're going to get men out of women's sports under Donald Trump.
Throughout the rally, speakers repeatedly criticized Kamala Harris and predicted a Trump victory on Election Day. Greg Clugston, New York.
And Democrat standard bearer Harris appealing to her base in Philadelphia.
And hard work is good work, as we know. We are going to win,
says Harris, sounding upbeat despite polls showing the race trending in former President Trump's favor. NATO says it is true, says that North Korean troops are on the ground fighting alongside Russian soldiers in Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 304 points, the Nasdaq ahead 95, and the S&P trading 24 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
An apparent setback for Ukraine in the ongoing war with Russia.
Russian forces have thwarted an attempt at another cross-border incursion by Ukraine into southwestern Russia, according to a local official. The attempted incursion comes months after Kyiv's staged a bold assault on its nuclear-armed enemy that Moscow is still struggling to halt. A Russian governor said what he described as an armed group tried to breach the border between Ukraine and Russia's Bryansk region. He did not clarify whether Ukrainian soldiers carried out the alleged attack, but claimed that the situation was stable and under control by the Russian military. There was no immediate acknowledgement or response from Ukrainian officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez inaugurating India's first private military aircraft plant. It is a boost to New Delhi's ambitions of growing local manufacturing in its defense and aerospace industries. Townhall.com.
Their young lives thrown into disarray, high school seniors in Asheville, North Carolina, grappling with some crucial life decisions.
The kids are recovering from the impact of Hurricane Helene. Schools have been closed more than a month, but are now set to resume within the next week. Some seniors have tried to make the most of the time by volunteering. In other cases, they actually studied on their own. But many say the stress of college applications is weighing on them. Still, many of the seniors say they are very fortunate because so many other people died in the storm. Jason Walker reporting.
Opposition supporters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are protesting weekend parliamentary election results. There are allegations of voting irregularities, also allegations of election meddling by Russia, which does not want to see Georgia aligning itself with the West. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Whoa. Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 28th of October, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Katrina's at the helm. It's National Chocolate Day. Chocolate. Is there another day?
Yes. Today is National First Responder Day.
Oh, fabulous.
That's good. That's another good one. Yesterday was National Tight End Day. Tight ends, of course, are talking about we're talking about football and not a P. Diddy party. And they threw more passes yesterday, set a record, throwing more passes to the tight ends playing football than ever before. So, and we watched Kittle.
I don't know what to say about all that.
We watched Kittle score. We watched Kelsey score. Some good games yesterday. Anyway, good morning.
And it's also, we're still, let's not forget, in fact, we have Amanda and Maria in the house today from Reading Ranch. I said Amanda, but I meant Miranda. Because
okay.
It's our famous thing to play puzzles with your name.
Yes. Yeah, and there's all kinds of things you can do
with it. We're zooming you full of love when we do that. But it is also, it's October, so just remember it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Maria, with the calendar this month, you had something to share with us. The calendar for the October Think Pink month.
Yeah, it was extra special. The Think Pink committee asked Yvonne Orozco, my mom, to be featured in one of the strengths of, you know, of cancer, to be on that calendar. And she said, I will if I can have all my girls and my family in it. So
fantastic.
It is the most priceless picture
ever
to her, to all of us. Yeah.
Yeah. I know you spoke about your mother last year at the Chicks and Chaps, mm-hmm. which is a breast cancer awareness event that we do at the Reading Rodeo Grounds every year during rodeo. And, let's not forget that it's that month and for a few more days here that we highlight breast cancer awareness and all of that. We've had our oncologists on this month, and we've been talking a lot about that. Let's go to the weather. Showers today. Doesn't look like it outside right now, but it is a little chilly. Our highs today would just be around 63 degrees, believe it or not. Overnight lows of 44. I know we're all looking like, I got my boots on. I'm so excited about my boots and jackets. Looks like we are going to have rain throughout Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Those are showers, actually. It's not heavy rain, but it's showers. And the forecast looks like it's just like that, partly cloudy with our low temperatures are in the 60s. Now, Thursday, the high, the temperature of the day will be 56. So, yes, bring out your scarves and your hats. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, generationally owned, 365-3793.
Okay, and we're here with Maria Orozco, public relations for the Reading Rancheria, and Miranda Edwards' favorite, who is the communications, head of communications for Reading Rancheria. And as far as communications goes, on last
Tuesday.
Last Tuesday, we went to the State of the Tribe. And it was a full house.
Luncheon?
First of all,
it was.
And a luncheon.
In the ballroom, which is beautiful, and every head of all of the city council, and everybody was the business, and REU, and this, everybody was there. And everybody wants to hear what's happened. And so you released this most beautiful booklet.
Yeah.
It's called State of the Tribe. And you do this, what, every other year?
We try to do it every other year, yeah. One year it was 3 years combined because of COVID.
Yeah.
But we've been consistently 2 years for a while now, every other year. So the booklet contains information from 2 years.
This is a takeaway that everybody should have. We've got a couple of them here at the station that, you know, if you're coming in and you're waiting to come on the show, it's really good to peruse it. State of the Tribe is, it literally is that, talking about everything about Reading Rancheria, about Wind River, what's happened, what the future looks like, and you take a look at the organizational chart of the Reading Rancheria. You want to address this?
Yeah, actually. So, when you say, I'll just clarify too, when you say State of the Tribe, it sounds like State of the Nation, and that's exactly what we're doing. It's our way of sharing everything about the tribe with the community, because we value, you know, transparency and educating the community about the tribe. I think my grandma's generation was told, you know, to keep all of this to yourself, to not share it with others, because they were a generation that faced a lot of discrimination. But we're trying to combat that now by just being transparent with the community and sharing everything. So that's what started the State of the Tribe. And the page that Carl's actually talking about, it's in the very beginning. It's our tribal structure page, and it lays out all of the entities of Reading Rancheria. I think a lot of times people think of the casino, which is obviously one of our big ones, or I think also we're recognized a lot for our health systems, which we are grateful for. But there are so many entities under the Reading Rancheria tribal government. We've got our health systems. We have a Head Start and child care program. We have our community services. We own the Hilton Garden Inn. We have a mini mart. Sundial Collective under Relk and Redco. Our Trinity Health Center, Churn Creek Health Center. So that's just to name a few. The chart is really helpful in seeing how it all flows and where all that is within the tribal government. So.
It's a beautiful, like I said, it's called tribal structure. And you go from your general membership into, like, how many entities again.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. What do you think, why was this a State of the Tribe luncheon? I mean, they've all been meaningful, but it's almost as if this one took a corner and even got deeper.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier. I think there have just been, it feels like there's always some big news going on with the tribe, but I feel like especially in the last couple years, we've had some huge milestones in the tribe. We talked about renegotiating our compact or our contract with the State of California for gaming. So that was approved, and that was a big one. And then also, as we've talked about before with you guys, is raising our flag and the land going into trust. These are huge things that have happened for the tribe that we were really excited to talk about. And so it feels monumental.
It is monumental. Maybe that's a great word for what that afternoon felt like for the gathering. And, of course, it's so, you know, you bring the – it's beautifully done. You have these wonderful – those very large – on the stage, you displayed the baskets that I don't know how many years old. I mean,
hundreds
of years old. These large baskets. Everybody's given a beautiful necklace that's made specifically for that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're welcoming are the city and all people to your afternoon to share. And it just was very meaningful.
Yeah, and, you know, Tracy Edwards, my mom, she was talking to the news when they were there, and we had so many news sources report on it, which we're so grateful for, to help spread the information that we want to share to the community. But one thing she said to the news that I think rings so true is she said, one of the most valuable things that you can give is your time. So the fact that everybody wanted to come and sit and listen to what we have to say about the tribe and learn about the tribe, and that's how they chose to spend their time in their afternoon to learn a little bit more about us. We're so grateful for that. And it's one of the greatest gifts you can give is your time and your energy and listening to what we have to say about what's going on with the tribe, because we want to share it with everyone.
Well, we love having you on our morning show once a month. And Maria sometimes comes on my Thursday night show. We've got to take a break when we come back. More with our Redding Rancheria moment. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. Teaching hospital with, they've got 22 residents there going through the residency program. They are on the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian system, heart system, monitoring system, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, it's less intrusive, faster recovery times. All of these that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing to improve the health care of the residents up here in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Redding families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Redding's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Redding City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Redding. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Redding City Council. Let's keep Redding in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Redding City Council 2024.
Ad paid for by Excellence in Education, not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Standing up for what's right takes grit, determination, and unwavering commitment. That's why Tanessa Audette is running for state assembly, and why she's earned the trust of conservative leaders across California. A lifelong conservative, Tanessa is the only Republican endorsed by the California Republican Party and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. A small business owner and mayor, Tanessa is a proven fighter who knows how to take on radical Governor Gavin Newsom and the liberal Sacramento politicians. Tanessa Audette will stand up for North State values. That's why she's earned the endorsements of Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Tom McClintock. She's a fighter for taxpayers, too, and the only candidate officially endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. In this election, the only conservative Republican choice for state assembly is Tanessa Audette. She'll fight for us, and she'll win.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Mike Latoff. I am a husband, father, four, and veteran who has lived in Reading for over 30 years. I see Reading as a home that will thrive and be a city where everyone feels safe and has the chance to prosper. But I want to make sure we do it responsibly and respectfully to the communities who call this place home. As your Reading City Councilman, I pledge to prioritize keeping businesses safe, stabilizing our homeless crisis, and listening to your ideas about how Reading should grow and prosper. Big ideas are great, but they shouldn't be rushed. When I'm elected, I will work with all of you to make sure that we take each step together.
Ad paid for by Latoff or City Council.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our ninth fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters.
Paid for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Hey, welcome back.
Something weird.
KCNR. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right. Two separate divisions that Judy has built. She started her business in 1993, has been helping our community ever since the day they opened. If you need a second look at your retirement plans or your 401ks with the, you know, somehow people are telling me, oh, this economy is great. Well, maybe it is if you're Musk or making $100 million a year, but the rest of us down here, we're kind of hurting here. But if you're looking for a second opinion, a free review and evaluation is provided by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. That or insurance, any of those two things, financial management or insurance, just give Maxwell Insurance a call at 530-221-0441. And you'll get that free review and evaluation, and if it's going good, they'll tell you that. If they have some new ideas, it would probably behoove you to listen to them. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we're here with Reading Rancheria with Maria Roscoe, head of public relations, and Miranda Edwards Favorite, who is their communications director. Now, we've talked about this book. I don't want to call it a pamphlet. It's not. It's a book that y'all have.
The size of a
built.
Coffee table. Nice.
Yeah, it's a
coffee table.
No, you could put it on there. And
it was sitting on your coffee table when I walked right in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you put that together with probably the help of a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah.
How long do you work on that?
So I started collecting information from all our directors in January. So we work on it for about 9 to 10 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in it. It covers everything from the structure of the tribe,
mm-hmm.
You honoring elders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it.
We've
right
got our cultural preservation, health
right.
services, community services, native services, pretty much everything.
I'd like
everything.
To talk. You know, one of the things too that I was really kind of impressed by is your education site.
Mm-hmm.
you've got a 95%
graduation rate in high school, which is incredible.
And but it's not just that. You've got your kids have graduated from high school. Now, some of them go on to the trades, mm-hmm. which is absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a number that go on to college and they're graduating, some with their master's, others in different schools throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I was that was interesting for me also to see, you know, how, because you provide them that opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah. Our education department does a great job in helping our tribal member students through school. And we start young. We have a youth leadership program, too, that teaches these kids life skills, financial skills, cultural skills, that kind of helps build their confidence and, you know, not just encourages them to go to school necessarily, but trade school and find ways that they can best contribute and find the right job or place for them. So I think our education department, especially our youth leadership program, does a lot for kids and is reflected in our graduation rate of 94%, which is incredible.
I'm a very strong supporter of kids that want to go into the trades.
Yeah.
One, they can earn a living wage right away, and as they progress through their life, they can own their own company.
Mm-hmm.
It's an honorable profession, and not everybody wants to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's expensive, and it's, well, yeah. It's,
but also the Rain Rancheria helps people mm-hmm. that go to school
mm-hmm.
to make sure that that's not really a problem. It's just that to give them every chance. This is what I glean from this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the encouragement is really just helping kids build the confidence to do what they want to do, you know, with their lives and make a living and support themselves. So
the medical side. Y'all have with the, you've got what, three clinics right now?
So now, right
is
now, we have,
four?
Well, we have a couple other sites because we have the one on Liberty Street, we have Turn Creek, we have Trinity, and then we now have Turn Creek Wellness and Dental, which is right
okay.
next door.
That's right.
And then we also just opened our Center for Advanced Care, too. So we have five different buildings, but they all, you know, a lot of them work together. So the Turn Creek Wellness and Dental is, like, attached to our original.
That's a new one, right?
It is, yeah. We opened December of 2023.
Now, is that just for the tribal members and employees, or is that?
No, those are our Medi-Cal, Medicare partnership patients. And the
anybody that's on Medi-Cal or Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, okay. Yeah. So we're grateful to be able to serve that population of patients with great care.
We're talking thousands mm-hmm. of people here. We're not talking tens or a dozen. We're talking thousands.
And you know what? I wish I had the number, but I'm so bad. There's so many numbers in this book. It's hard to remember them all.
I know. It's something close to 8,000, and then when you look at the number of visits.
Well, according mm-hmm. to where I'm at, our Keystone program, our THC dental
mm-hmm.
Orthodontics, we're strong in 2022 and 2023. Excuse me. Our main clinic set records with 11,600 and then 11,800 visits each year, helping 3,000 individual patients.
Mm-hmm.
The orthodontic program had 498 and then 610 encounters with 142 patients served.
That's just the dental.
That's actually, mm-hmm. that's just orthodontics, I believe,
orthodontics.
Not just dental,
right.
Because we have an orthodontist who comes and actually through the program that we have with Native people who insurance may not cover it, if they're eligible, they get braces for free. Which is huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
That's a big change in somebody's life.
Yeah.
Orthodontic work is such a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of our Marines had this very pronounced underbite, and the Marine Corps, of course, he was in the Marines, they got their hands on him, and they went through like a year of this, you know, restructuring and all that. And he told me, you know, changed his life.
Yeah. Well, and for some people, orthodontic care, if you don't have it, can lead to other serious health problems.
Absolutely. I'm all about your teeth. When you think about health care, your teeth are central to everything in your body. If you don't have good dental care, it can lead to stroke, heart attack,
mm-hmm.
you name it. I was at the doggy park the other day talking to a guy up there, oddly enough, and he was talking about how he had an infected molar. And that infected molar affected him, his brain. It affected his health. It's taken him 2 years to get back because of an infected molar. And so we hear these stories every now and then, and that's why it's important to bring it onto the radio and tell you that you don't play around with your teeth, because that can affect your health for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just bottom line. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're here with Maria Roscoe and Miranda Edwards' favorite, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. They were founded in 1960. They've been in that same spot since 1967, so don't tell me you can't find them. They're there. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I've been going to them since I've moved here to Reading. It is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I make appointments. I can make an appointment. You can make an appointment, so it works out on your schedule just by calling 530-244-9478. You get a great haircut. They're really Tim and Logan, good young men. And it's I heartily endorse Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. I know all the women in here shake their heads back and forth. Hey, girls can go in there. It's just that you might have to, you know, a lot of testosterone in there, as Linda says. You might have to shave your legs after you leave. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Ready Rancheria.
No,
for over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, I'm Joshua Johnson, Reading City Council member and local business owner. I'm running to make local government work for you over the next 4 years. As a local builder, husband, and father, I'm deeply committed to seeing our city thrive for generations to come. I want to see us hold on to our history and our culture while also making a future for our children and grandchildren. As your council member, I will vote to make it easier to build homes, strongly support our police and fire, expand our city's partnership with the Reading Rodeo and the Civic Auditorium, reduce homelessness focused on drug addiction and mental health, develop economic policies to increase job growth, and create incentives that attract medical professionals. I will increase speed to permitting and bring stability to government that focuses on common goals in our community. To do all of this, I need your vote on November 5th to ensure our local government works for you, the voters. This ad is paid for by Joshua Johnson for Reading City Council 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope, because of leaders like the North States Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the COVID-19 pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom to bring accountability for criminals and cut our gas prices. That's why James is pushing for reforms like Prop 36 that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to cut inflation and taxes, which make our groceries, our energy, and our cost of living higher. The North States Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
Paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Henney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Talk Radio with Carl Mundebach. It is Monday, the 28th of October, 8:37 in the morning, about 50 degrees out there. It looks like we're going to have, for the weather, it's going to be kind of like this for the next few days.
Absolutely. Today our highs are going to get up to about 63. We have showers today, and as we look through the week, you know, Wednesday, our temperatures are like 62. Thursday, 56, showers throughout the rest of the week. So if you look outside right now, it's, you know, scattered showers perhaps. But right now we've got, you know, skies are just, you know, a little cloudy.
Yep. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, 530-365-3793. We're here with Ready Rancheria and Maria Roscoe, who's head of public relations, and Miranda Edwards Favorite, who is the communications director there. And we're talking about the state of the tribe in the book that they publish every year. And this is for 2022-2023. Another one that people were actually making noises over was when you put up on the screen the economic impact that Reading Rancheria has in this area. Would you mind sharing with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So our economic impact is a report. Our finance departments all get together and get this information for us over the 2 years. And we talked earlier about the tribal structure. So you've got our membership, which is our tribal members, our citizens, and then you've got our tribal government and all of the entities that we talked about. So this economic impact report talks about the economic impact of every one of those entities and all the money that Reading Rancheria through those entities is putting back into the community. So we've got, it's a really cool looking chart, and it kind of goes by each branch that the Reading Rancheria has, health, Redco, Wind River,
now,
our
mini
mart. Now
tell people what Redco is. People won't know what that
I'm
is.
I'm so sorry. I hate when people use acronyms. I don't know. Redco is the Reading Rancheria Economic Development Corporation. So that oversees other businesses that we've acquired, like Sundial, like the Hilton, and our mini mart, and working on several others. We've got our vegetation management. They've actually expanded a lot in the last few years. But with that, all of these entities, the total amount from all of those for our economic impact report, salaries, benefits, payroll, taxes, and vendor payments equals, tell me if I get this number wrong, over $286 million. And that's pretty much all going back into our community. When we talk vendor payments, anyone we hire, we prioritize local vendors. We want to use the mom and pop local restaurants. We will do farmers markets. We want these local businesses coming, and we want to pay these people in our community, not just to, you know, support them financially, but we want to make those connections with local people in the community, and have them come back with us and work with us. So that's all the money, the economic impact of Reading Rancheria as a whole, all of our entities. And yeah, like I said, we want local vendors. We want to work with local businesses. That's our priority always.
The total that came out, you might have just said it, but I was thinking about something else you said while you were talking, mm-hmm. which was rude on my part. But once you know, my mind goes off on these things. 200 and what?
Over $286 million over 2 years.
Okay. Now, when you look at, then you look at the amount of money that's put out for supporting the 501s and the nonprofits, charities. The charities. How much approximately is that?
So it's actually a hard question, and we do get asked that a lot because there's different funds that we give from.
But just the one that where everybody shows up.
The Reading Rancheria.
The RRCF.
RRCF. And I don't want to put you on the spot because I know it's been millions since you started.
Wait, actually, I have the page right here, and that's actually Maria's baby, so she can talk a lot about it.
About 4.3 million, probably over that. We're actually meeting next in November for the next round, but since 2002, and that's when we started that. And to see that we've given out over 1,100 grants, and that the dinner, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund dinner alone has raised $1 million towards the fund, because anything that we give, that anybody sponsors and donates or whatever, we give back. Even for the State of the Tribe. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the State of the Tribe is also any money we make off of tickets or anything for that actually also goes to the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, which then gets granted back out to local nonprofits.
Right, so we talk about the fact there could be a swing. Let's clarify. Let's visualize this for a minute. It could be we need a swing set. A school needs a patch of green grass for something.
Computers.
Recently, it was instruments at the Tree of Life Charter School. That one was a recent one, but I mean, that's just one that popped out in my head. But so many things.
We belong to an organization, and I told them, I said, "You're 501, and you guys do great things." I said, "Have you applied to the Reading Rancheria?" And then I went back to them a couple months later and said, "You know, that's due in now." Well, they started putting it all together, so they didn't make it in time, but they are going to apply for the next
It is twice a year, nice if you miss one deadline.
You got the other one. And I think it's important because of all the good work they do.
And they're in Trinity, so we support
that's
Trinity
right.
as one
well,
of
we talked
state
about
ones.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Backcountry Horsemen of California, our unit up here. Mm-hmm. And they are up in the Trinity.
Yeah.
And, but a lot of it right around here in Shasta County. And it's called the Shasta Trinity Unit. And I said, you know, you need to apply because you're like other people that all the work is done by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
But it still costs money to get the equipment there and the horses there
mm-hmm,
and all
absolutely.
That. So,
and
that's mm-hmm. what you all do is you help organizations that need a boost. Right
absolutely. There. Yeah. And so, I mean, you were asking how much we donate in total, and that's so hard to
it
say
is.
Because
yeah.
we have the RRCF fund. We have our sponsorship program, and that goes to help local people, sports teams and clubs. So a lot of people apply for that they can use once a year for natives in the community. And then we also have just donations that either our tribal council gives out, REDCO, Redding Ranchery Economic Development gives out their donations. But yeah, some of the more recent larger donations we've had is Mercy Foundation North Cancer Center. We gave $100,000 for. We gave $100,000 for the Colt 45s building a new scoreboard.
Yes.
And we gave $50,000 for the United Way Fund. And so those were all recent big donations that we had. And I don't even believe those ones are in this book because that was technically in 2024.
Okay.
So this book only covers 2023.
So we're going to have to wait another year. So then we'll get 2024 through 2025.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is a little funny because it does take us all like 9 months to collect all this data because
right.
it's just so much information in this book, which is great.
It's a nation and it's running a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to take a quick break here. We're here with Maria Roscoe, the public relations, and Miranda Edwards Favorite, who is the communications director, and we'll be right back. We won't be right back.
She's the very best of gear. From her head down to her toenails. Yeah, she'll wait for me in backstage with her girlfriend in a limousine. Three's not a crowd to her, she's best.
Hey, just an electrician finishing up a late night repair at this firehouse. Oh. Most of the firefighters are asleep, but if there's a call, at least three of them will be on each truck in minutes. Yeah, I guess the law says three on board or they can't enter a burning building until other trucks arrive. Isn't that a matter of life or death? And I'm told we had that problem in Redding until full-time Councilman Mark Mazzano pushed hard to get three firefighters on every truck and also to buy land for our 9th fire station to better service all. He even led the way to rebuild the Redding Police Department, and now we've got the most sworn personnel in its history. Yeah, full-time councilman can make a huge difference. Just this year, he got a Cal City's presidential appointment to the statewide public safety committee. So come on, re-elect Mark Mazzano to the Redding City Council. You know, like the girl on the radio sings,
"Go with Mazzano."
Paid for by Mark Mazzano for Redding City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes,
If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all know the Reading Rodeo has been around for 75 years. So why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75? This is Mike Latock, candidate for Reading City Council. Reading has been my home for 30 years. And like all of you, I love taking my children to the pancake breakfast and the rodeo. It's not just an economic generator that brings $10 million in each year. It's a staple to the culture of our community. So I ask again, why is our Reading City Council refusing to commit to another 75 years of Reading tradition? A vote for Mike Latock is a vote for Reading Rodeo.
Ad paid for by Latock for City Council.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hi, I'm Corky Harmon, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3 because I want to help improve our quality of life, protect our God-given rights, and preserve our rural way of life. We need strong leadership rooted in conservative values and common sense. I've lived in Palo Cedro for over 34 years and owned three successful businesses here in Shasta County, Stemple Weeblehouse, White Rock Trucking, and Mountain Gate Quarry. In running these businesses, I have developed a unique understanding of government operations, finances, and project management. My priorities are family, faith, and community. I have no hidden agenda, only a commitment to serve every citizen and be your voice on the Board of Supervisors. A vote for me is a vote for the people, and I'm ready to go to work. I humbly ask for your vote on November 5th. Corky Harmon for Supervisor District 3. Thank you and God bless. Learn more about me and my experiences at CorkyHarmon.com. That's C-O-R-K-E-Y Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N.com.
Paid for by the committee to elect Corky Harmon, Supervisor District 3.
I'm Erin Resner. I'm running for the two-year Reading City Council seat. Reading isn't just where I live. It's who I am. It's where I grew up, built a business, and started a family. Every face reminds me why I'm so committed to this community. I believe in small-town traditions, but also in progress, creating opportunities for all of us. When I look at my kids, I'm reminded of the legacy we're building for every family in Reading. I want a city where safety is a priority, small businesses thrive, and our values stay strong. I'm running because I believe in a Reading that lifts everyone up, where our local businesses are the heartbeat of our economy, and where the next generation has every reason to stay, build, and dream. My vision is for the Reading we'll pass down to our children, a legacy we can all be proud of. I'm Erin Resner, and I'm ready to keep fighting for Reading, for you, for all of us.
Paid for by Erin Resner for City Council 2024.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNO.
Welcome back to our Monday edition here of KCNR. How are you today? Oh my gosh, it's almost Halloween. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on the 28th of October, 605-4567 is always our hotline, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'd like to close with a little bit. We have another 15-minute segment, but I asked the girls, like, what are you guys going to do today?
First of all, we're with Maria Roscoe.
Yep.
And Miranda Edwards' favorite from Reading Rancheria. Maria, of course, is public affairs, and Miranda is a communications
director. You should always introduce each segment.
Well,
okay, but
when I don't with people's names, you slap me on the head.
I said, what are you guys going to do today? And the first thing was, last week was this huge event that, when you lead up to it, it's almost like, throwing a huge wedding. But all of the work that goes into, like you said, 9 months to put together this fantastic State of the Tribe brochure that is beautifully done to talk about, and again, all your entities. And people don't really realize how many entities. So you're saying, okay, oh, by the way, we are going to go to the, and this is something that I think I want to just bring to light, because it's something that you can't equate into when they say how much, like with our business, we do a lot of, oh, you're having a spaghetti fundraiser, we'll put you on the air, or let's help you sell tickets. And it's not something we ask to get paid for. But it takes time, airtime, and it's energy that goes towards helping something thrive. So today, you guys are going to be doing something that is not equated, but it's another one of the gifts that you do with your council. So can you share a little bit about what this, I don't even know about this organization, but I'd like to know about it.
Yeah, so it's Faith Works, and we're setting up an apartment with them. We did it last year, and this is our second year doing it, but we're furnishing an entire apartment. I believe it's for recently unhoused people, and so they provide these apartments for them and help them get jobs. And a lot of times it's families. I know the last apartment we had set up, I believe it was for a mom and two kids, so we bought all the furnishings for kids' bedrooms, mom's bedroom, living room, kitchen, and we just go there and we set it up and we try to make it as homey and as comfortable as possible. And then pretty soon after, they move in, they live there until they're able to find somewhere else to live or have another opportunity, and then they move out. So the last family that we supported has moved out, and we are refurnishing, so it's new and ready for the next family to live there.
That's, you know, that's so fantastic. Can you imagine, there, and I would love to interview, not necessarily it doesn't have to be on the air, but just the person and what that meant for them to have been, with maybe without hope, I'm going to cry here, without hope, without cause, you know, feeling that wayward kind of lost feeling, like, I have no idea, I've got these kids, I don't, because we know how hard it is to just make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, the cost of everything. So imagine if you have children and you don't really know where you're going to get your funding or you're going to get any, you know, hopefully there's programs and stuff, but, you know, you've got these kids you're looking at and you maybe can't do dental care. You mm-hmm. can't figure out how to get to the doctor. You don't know how to drive or get them to a location. So to have shelter over your head and know that that's, you're cared for and loved on that way is just an incredible thing to just to be quiet and to grow from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of times, too, is there's so many good people in this community, and the tribe really wants to give back, and sometimes it's so hard to know where to start. So groups like FaithWorks, they tell you exactly where to start. We need furniture. We need you to furnish this apartment. So it's such a great way to feel like you're actually helping and providing something that, that people actually need. So that definitely feels good.
Anytime you need furniture, you just give me a call, okay?
We will, Carl.
Don't call Linda. Just let it be a surprise.
I just went on FaithWorks Community Coalition, making a difference across a lifetime. That's a great, that is a great line. Providing housing and supportive services to help rebuild lives for homeless families, veterans, and those in need. Working in collaboration to build a community where everyone has access to housing and receives the compassionate support needed to become productive and contributing citizens. Don't we all just want to be that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like we have a place that what we do matters.
If you look at the hierarchy of needs, shelter,
mm-hmm.
food, those two.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, you know, and then you can start going down to, you know, hugs and all that. But shelter, food, knowing that you've got a shelter and food.
It's safety, it's, too.
And it's and safety.
Mm-hmm.
And those three things that a lot of us just take for granted is such a deal changer, especially for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry about, gosh, we're having to live in a car tonight or that. You know, mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like, you know, some kind of maudlin, you know, give it away stuff. But if people are trying to help themselves, which is the bottom line, you give them every chance in the world to be a success,
mm-hmm.
to make that change. The ones that don't want to, chase them out of town. But the ones that want to, and that's what you all are doing and many other groups here in our city are doing. So it was good to hear about that,
mm-hmm.
especially the homeless veterans. We've got a couple of different organizations that really that help veterans, and they're very successful in it. So getting veterans off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
absolutely.
Miranda M.
Maria.
I know. I'm just
doing great
I'm
stuff.
Trying to do. No, Radio Ranch Rio, so much appreciate y'all being on every month. The State of the Tribe, we really wanted to talk about that because mm-hmm. it was a kind of a you brought it up.
Yeah.
Several notches.
Yeah.
Not that the others weren't.
Well, and it's funny.
Informative, but this one.
this one was actually, this, I don't know if anyone noticed, but this presentation was about 10 minutes longer than it normally is, but it really didn't feel like it because there was, you know, we almost couldn't, Tracy couldn't pause for applause because it was such a longer presentation and there was so much more to cover, but it didn't feel longer because there was so much interesting things to talk about.
And you could follow along with it if you had the book there.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, put pictures, you know, you put faces to pictures like and education.
Yeah,
and
the scholarship program, that was great about the numbers of how many people got their master's, got their higher education. Through your education, and I think that's something that's really important in your tribe, that you really place an importance and encourage health, wellness, and education.
It's your future.
Absolutely.
You're what, six generations out?
Yeah, seven generations is what we always say. But health and education and providing for yourselves and your family.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, Haven Humane is going to roll in on Wednesday. Kimberly Johnson from, now it's called Arch. It used to be Children's Legacy Center, and One Safe Place is now called Arch. She's going to join us at 8 o'clock and talk about the organization and what they're doing. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.